everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Awkward Boss Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me, bosses. It is another lovely day of minus 40 in Saskatchewan, but we are keeping it light, warm, fun, and airy on this on these wavelengths with our interview today with a very, very special guest. She is an influencer in Saskatchewan and has worked with multiple brands. She's been in the game for a while here. And first of all, I need to say kudos to Kit, because it is not easy to be an influencer in this province. 90%, but majority of the time, your shots are going to have snow in them. So being creative with how you style snow in your shots can be challenging as a lifestyle influencer, but somehow Kit always manages to come up with the most dreamy, gorgeous shots. A lot of the times herself too. And I am so thrilled that she agreed to sit down and talk to us about her creative process, what goes on behind the scenes, her little daughter Violet coming along sometimes for some of those shoots, what it's like pitching brands and working with them, and, you know, just kind of navigating the world of influencer marketing. So if that's something you are interested in, definitely stay tuned. Influencer marketing budgets have actually never been bigger for 2019. They are forecasted to hit $2 billion. Yes, billion with a B. That is huge. So if that's something that you're looking at getting into, by all means, jump in. Like, why not, basically, right? Like, if you don't try it, how are you going to know? So, just give it a shot. Kit gives some really great advice about how to do it, how she did, and she shares her story of her journey to becoming a Saskatchewan influencer. And real quick, I just want to share the story of when I first met her. So I think I was in Regina with my brother-in-law and my husband, and we went out for dinner, and we're leaving the restaurant, and I kind of walked past this gorgeous tall girl in the lobby of the restaurant, and I did a double take, and I was like, is that girl I cyberstalk on Instagram? And it was her. And no lie, she looks just as beautiful, like, in person as she does in her feed. Not fair, right? Anyway, so no restraining orders were necessary, and we got to talking, we connected, and about a year later, here we are on the show. So I'm so excited, and without further ado, here's my interview with Kit of Kittine's Closet.
Yay! Me too, I'm excited.
Is Violet sleeping?
Well, she's laying in her bed. Sleeping is not happening. Oh, so if you do hear some screaming, it's just my child.
Oh, that's fine. She's good. She's just trying to get her 5 minutes of fame, right? She's like, mom can't be hogging all this attention. Yes. Like, I need some too.
Yes. She likes her opinion to be known.
How old is she now?
She is 2.5.
Oh, so that's a fun age.
Yeah, it's super fun. Yeah, she's like learning something new every day, and like picking up new words and getting more sassy every day.
Yay. I could tell you, yeah, you're really excited about that part.
It's all good. It's all fun.
Yeah. And you look fabulous as always. Don't even, when I ran into you, what restaurant was that?
Oh, yeah.
Food and Fork? I was like, this is not real. Like, how do you look Instagram ready?
Yeah,
like, right. No, like, that's not even fair. Okay, like,
that's hilarious. Sweetie.
And also true. So third trimester, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. Like, yeah, overall everything has been really good, so I can't complain. Honestly, both this pregnancy and my last one, like, both pregnancies have been really good / relatively easy, so I'm lucky.
Yay, that's awesome. Yeah. And you just have like a couple months to go left, right?
Yeah, it's March 23rd is my due date, so I have like 2 months. So
yeah, countdown is on.
Yeah, it is.
Is the nursery all ready and set up yet?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's just, I barely, like, did anything different to it because I kept it, like, super gender neutral, and, like, we just moved Violet downstairs, so then everything is just how it
Yeah,
was when she
I
was
saw
here.
her room and
Oh,
stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, it was so cute. Pinterest
Yeah.
win.
Yes, exactly. Let's do it. I'm excited
Yay.
for this. I've never done a
Good.
podcast before,
Oh, I'm
so.
so, well, I'm honored that I get to be your first podcast interviewer. Awesome. So basically, I just want to kind of follow your journey to becoming an influencer, particularly in Saskatchewan, because it's a different climate to work with. And it can be, yes, a challenging one. Like I was talking with my friend Ruthie earlier this week. She was my first interview and she's in Sacramento. So her photos, like all year, not saying weather is the only, factor of being a successful influencer, but it helps when you don't have to like try to look cute in minus 40, right? Like her photos are gorgeous all year round. I'm like, that is one thing I wish we could switch on. But anyway, but you find a way to do it though, Katine. You managed to do this. Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. Like, how did you even, decide you wanted to start, blogging and become an influencer?
It all started like it honestly like it started right when I had first had Violet. And I was like doing some severe online shopping. Like, I was always bad for online shopping, but I was like out of control, like in the middle of the night breastfeeding her. And I'd be looking at other people's like style blogs and just thinking like, oh, that looks so fun, and I would love to do something like that. And then just one night I was like, oh, why the heck don't I? So it just literally like it's just something I decided like I'm gonna start doing this as like a little hobby and something I can do for a little bit of me time, like right in the beginning of being a new mom where I felt like all I was literally was like a milkmaid. So yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of how it started, as I desperately needed like something to just be my own and like a creative outlet. And I've always had a passion for style and followed like a bunch of other style bloggers, so I just decided to run with it. So
Awesome. And
yeah.
you're in Weyburn, right? Or around
Yeah.
Weyburn, yeah.
Weyburn, Sask.
So I don't blame you. I mean, I'm in Melville, so I get it. Shopping could be challenging. It could be challenging out here because options are few. God bless our few boutiques that we have, but it can be
Totally.
hard. So I totally get the online shopping thing. A slippery slope for sure. Internet in rural Saskatchewan too is a challenge, I'm finding. Right?
No,
And
seriously. I don't
I'm
know.
just like, let's just keep talking and hopefully it picks up as much as possible because I can't just give in here. But
No, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. It's good.
okay, awesome. So, when did you start to see that, it's not just about looking cute. You can actually kind of turn this into somewhat of a side business.
I think it was just like gradually as I grew, like maybe when I started to hit like around the 5,000 follower mark on Instagram, and I started just researching like how to increase blog traffic and like how to make it a business. I didn't actually even realize that people like that was a business for people until around that mark I started researching it and looking into it. And then, yeah, I think, yeah, that's when it was around. It was when I hit like around 5K, I decided like, okay, like if I wanted to, I could really buckle down and make this like a bit of a career. So
And what's that been like now that you're kind of, so you're at 5K then, I think, what's your count now?
it's at just over 13,000.
Yeah, I was like, I think it's
Yeah.
above 12 now. Yeah. So
Yeah.
how long did it take you to get to 5K? And then how long did it take you to get to 13K
Oh,
now?
okay. Let's think back in the archives here. I'll see if my mom brain will help me get back there. It took a decent amount of time to get to 5K. Like, I started blogging in 2016, like September of 2016, and I think I didn't hit 5K until like January, February of the next year. So then from there, it just kind of, like, everything is like a slow, gradual build. But I found like the more authentic and engaged and just more present I was, then the more my following would grow over time. So that's just kind of what I've been sticking with.
Yeah. No, it's been working for sure. Yeah. And so what does being present and engaged look to you like? What do you feel has worked or been the key to getting that consistent growth?
I feel like for me personally, I think people just like to see other real people, like real body types, real moms who don't have all their shit together. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, no. You're good. Like we said, authentic, real, right? It's like, we're just figuring this out. So just be yourself. That's all that matters. Yeah. No pretending here. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, honestly, I think that is what people started to notice and follow me for the most, is that I don't pretend to be somebody that I'm not, and I don't pretend that like I'm a size two, or that a size two is either better or less than I am. Like, I am who I am. I love who I am. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, and you've obviously seen the response, because people have been responding to that and you know, getting more engaged. And I think that's contagious though, because online, it's a lot of perfection. Like, you know, like I remember when we were younger, the person, like, there's that one girl in the school that all the boys liked and all the girls wanted to be like, right? And it was like, okay, that's my goal. If I can do my hair like her, then, you know, like, I'm good. And now it's like, it's not just that one person in your school, it's somebody halfway around the world that you see all the time, because it's because of social media, right? And so to see just authenticity and somebody being real, I think that's refreshing. And I think that's what really, you know, draws people in. It's like, hey, they're just like me. They have, like you said, you know, their messy days, their
life
doesn't like happen. Yes.
Yeah.
So can you walk us through what it was like getting your first brand deal? Did you reach out to them? Did they reach out to you? And like, what did that feel like for you?
Yeah. It took a while for that to happen. Like, again, it was probably around like the 5K mark. And it took a lot of hustling, to be honest, to like get brand deals in the beginning. And it still does. Like, I still reach out to people via email or Instagram DM like regularly. So yeah, how the first one looked is pretty similar to how it still looks now, is I pitch an idea to a brand via email that I really like and hope that they respond to me, and then from there we kind of work something out that would work for the both of us and make some content over it. So
what does your content creation process look like? Like, so once you pitch and they accept, how do you, you know, get into the planning execution part?
Yeah, for sure. So once I've solidified that a collab is going to happen, then I start brainstorming like outfit ideas. And I use like Pinterest as probably my biggest inspiration. Like, I love Pinterest. So if I feel like I'm going to be receiving items and I'm like stuck on how I would like to style them, that's like where I check first, is Pinterest. But after I nail down kind of how I would want to style them, then I start thinking about like, what area in Weyburn Sass can I shoot this content?
And especially when it's winter outside, that really severely narrows down your options.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you gotta look ahead at the weather and see if it's gonna be snowing or raining or both or whatever. So yeah, I look at where I want to shoot the content, and then I either like have somebody watch Violet for me, or sometimes she just like comes and sits in the car as me and my tripod go outside for like a 10 to 15 minute period. Snapping pics.
Yeah, because you take the pictures yourself, right? You said like, with the remote. Yeah.
Yep.
You weren't kidding when you said hustle. Like,
yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to say I enjoy standing out there in minus 30 degree weather, because nobody really does. But like the whole, I enjoy the whole part of it though. And like, that's just part of doing it is like getting out there and taking pics whenever you can type of thing. So it's all good.
Like, I guess when you see, or you love it so much, first of all, you said you really had a love for fashion and style. So yeah. A, that helps to keep you warm, I guess, when you're standing out there. And B, you know, just that creation process, right? And being able to be creative and take an idea from concept to execution, right? Yeah. And get the final product done. Like, that must be rewarding at the very least.
It's so fun. It's so fun. And like, I've learned so much about like just photography and editing in general. And it's become like such a passion of mine, just like learning through all that stuff. So like, yeah, I honestly like enjoy the whole process.
That is awesome. So what would you say would be your, or has been your biggest challenge in growing your personal brand and growing yourself as an influencer?
Okay. I would say I wrote a little ditty down on this because actually I had a hard time. Like there's been challenges obviously for sure, but I think my biggest issue is I hate having to promote myself. Like, I like, and I know that people say like, you shouldn't, you're not promoting yourself. Like you're just being who you are and like trying to reach out to people that will connect with that. But like, sometimes it feels a little bit salesy to me and it makes me uncomfortable lots of times. So I've had to learn like how to not let it get to me, I guess, and how to word like what I'm doing to people that have never heard of social media influencers, and like that whole marketing world is still relatively new to a lot of small boutiques, especially in Saskatchewan.
Yes, I was gonna add that asterisk in Saskatchewan. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, it's been really tough to kind of sell the idea as well as pretty much sell myself to people who have never really like heard of the concept before. But it's gotten easier and better with time the more that I do it and the more confident I am in the content and what I could produce for them, then just the easier it is to talk about with people. So,
and it must help now, especially that you've built up, you know, this gorgeous profile, right? To show them like, this is what I can do. So it's not just you talking and explaining. It's also, this is like, take a look. This is what I've done in the past. This is what I can do for you. That should help, right? When you're pitching yourself.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Like it's like anything on, it's like a resume, right? So like if you start out with, you only have a couple jobs or none, people like don't really understand or can't really grasp who you are or what you could bring to the table. But yeah, mm-hmm. Since I've been able to grow and kind of like build a bit of a portfolio for sure, that's helped.
Awesome. And when it comes to like getting rid of that voice in your head that's like, what are you doing? You're just spamming people. Like, yeah. What do you do to overcome? Because honestly, I'm surprised that you feel that way because your photos are always gorgeous. And if we are following you, if people are following you, it's because they like what you're putting out, right? So already there's like that understanding, there's that bond. So you should not feel like that. And as much as it's being you, your authentic self, it takes a lot of freaking work to do that in a way that, you know, is visually appealing and fills up your feed, right? Yeah. So it's like, yeah. You do all this work, so you should be able to feel confident and proud about putting it out there without having that voice be like, what are you doing? Nobody wants to see this. Like, how do you deal with that voice? Like, how do you get rid of it?
I mean, like, I don't know if I would ever, like, fully get rid of it just because, like, I mean, what am I trying to say? It's not like I don't feel like people appreciate, like, seeing my feed and my style advice and stuff. It's just, I just don't like to be, like, boastful or like showy at all. So, and like, it's kind of funny because sometimes that's what like a social media presence comes off as, and that's just like not really who I am as a person really. So I guess to like kind of silence the negativity in my own head about it is I just remind myself like, that's not who I am. I'm doing this because I love fashion and I'm passionate about it, and I want to share it with people who I want to be inspired by it and will appreciate it. So
yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And also it's that relationship building, right? Like the way I see it, you have something to offer. People are following because they like what you have to offer. So yeah. it's a transaction.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about, you know, you and your tripod, which I'm sure you guys are besties at this point, and your remote BFFs. Control. So can you talk a little bit more about your creation process of, you know, how do you, cause you post about like once a day, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I try to post at least once a day. Lots of the times I'll take like the weekends off or like, I do a lot of research into like my, like when my following is most engaged and stuff. And then I kind of base the time of day that I post on that as well as the days that I do post. So yeah, I usually post like 5 days a week to my Instagram feed and then just kind of post on my blog whenever I'm feeling like super inspired to do an entire blog post about something, or if I have like a contracted collaboration for a blog post. So yeah, that's like in itself is a lot of work, is just setting up like a content calendar. Yes. And trying to think of good captions all the time is somewhat challenging.
I'm trying to remember one that you wrote the other day. And it was just something like, I wish I could remember. It was just something like.
Was it about McDonald's?
I think, like, I'm trying to think of, like, you'll actually say, I'm trying to think of a caption, but this is just going to have to do. Or, like, something along those lines. Oh. Right? Like, you're just like, yeah, you know, try to come up with something clever. But here's this picture of this because I can't write that. Yeah. And, but again, that authenticity, your personality comes through, right?
Yeah, no, totally. Like sometimes I feel like I get proud of myself because I can be really witty at times, and then other times I'm like, I got nothing. Like there's nothing upstairs, so here's a picture of me.
Most of the time I'm like, when I'm trying to come up with captions, I'm like, damn it, I wish I was wittier. Like I'm just like, I should have watched more like Arrested Development or something. Yeah, like, exactly. I'm blank. Like I cannot come up with anything. This sucks.
Exactly. No, some people are so good at it. But yeah, no, it's like it is definitely like a whole scheduling process that I think a lot of people don't really realize how much time, how much prep work and like how much time you got to put in ahead of time before the actual like picture is published. So
Like do you shoot every day, every week? What's your schedule kind of like?
I don't really have like a set schedule. It's kind of just depends on like the collabs I have that I know I need to get done. So like if I have a ton in 1 week, then I'm like trying to shoot every day to get it done. And then other times it's like minus 30 and I don't have a lot of like contracted commitments. So yeah. I'm like, screw this. I'm going to another flat lay.
Yeah. It's like not a lot of motivation to get out there.
Yeah. So like, it kind of just varies like week to week, even it varies. I go as often as I can / mm-hmm. when I have to / when I'm feeling inspired to. So.
Okay. And once the photos are taken, like what's your process of like creating that like beautiful signature style that you have?
Like do you mean my like editing?
Like editing, yeah. Like what happens after, between you know, when you finish taking the photo to when you post, what does that look like?
Oh, okay. So yeah, after I take the photos, then I upload them, and I honestly usually just upload them to my phone, like so it's not even the highest image quality possible, but anyways, it's the easiest. So that's what I do, upload it to my phone, and then I use the Lightroom app and adjust. I have like a saved I guess like edited, like preset. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I use that through all of my pictures and then just adjust accordingly till it looks the way I want it to. And then I just have another app. What's it called? Unum, I think.
Unum, yeah.
Unum, sorry.
Yeah. No, all good. Unum, Unum.
That's the one.
Yeah, just,
Unum. So yeah, I use that really regularly too, because it gives you like a really good visual of your feed, and it's free, which I like.
Yes.
So
free is so good.
Yeah, free is always good. So yeah, I upload them to that app after and just kind of play around with like the colors and the different styles of shots and set them up on my feed that way. That's also where I go in and try to think up captions and work on like linking specific items if I'm affiliated with them at all. And yeah.
Look, I'm just listening to you. Like I'm familiar with this world, so I know how much work goes into it, but I'm sure you've had conversations where you're trying to explain to people like what it is you do and how much actually, like what it actually takes to like produce that pretty pic you're seeing as you're scrolling through your timeline for like 1.2 seconds. Yeah. How do those, like, how does that go? Do you find like more people are understanding about, you know, the influencer world here?
I mean, that kind of like relates back to what we just talked about in like one of my biggest challenges is like people still, I feel like for sure it's more well known now than it was even like a year ago, but it's still like relatively challenging, especially in like small rural Saskatchewan, to like try to understand like the power of social media advertising. And like what all goes into it for sure.
Yeah. So hopefully, well, I mean, you know, you just kind of stay on, focus on your own lane and just keeping your own, doing your thing with the people that are supportive and understand and can help you kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So what are your goals as an influencer slash entrepreneur? Is this something that you want to do full time eventually, or is this something you're still kind of just having fun with? Like, where do you want to build this towards?
I would say, yeah, like I definitely have goals to keep building. I don't have like a specific number of followers or whatever in mind. Like that's not the most important thing to me. So pretty much actually after I hit 10K, like I just was like, I don't have any like number goals. I have like personal goals that I want to stay true to myself and I want to stay my authentic self and whatever that looks like, whether it's like continuing to build my blog or if it's like taking a couple months off, this new baby comes, because my family is ultimately like the most important thing to me, then that's what I'm going to do. So yeah, I would really say that I have dreams to work with like specific brands like Old Navy and like Nordstrom and Hudson Bay and stuff like that. But my ultimate goal is to just like stay the course of being my true authentic self and like keeping in check with what makes me happy and like following that path. So.
So in that vein, what do you think people would be surprised to find out about you or to learn about you?
Oh boy. I don't know. Like I'm really not that interesting. I don't know. what would they be surprised about? Like, I'm pretty much like a granny in a 29-year-old body. Like, oh, I honestly am.
If you're not in pajamas by 6 p.m., I don't think you can make that statement.
Right. Hey, like, it's true. I am in my bed. Like, as soon as I put my kid to bed, I go to bed. And like, I don't know. I love to crochet. Celine Dion is my favorite singer. Like, I'm a granny.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. Who taught you how to crochet? Like, how'd you pick that up?
My granny did, actually.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, yeah. That's probably the thing that people would be most surprised about is, I don't know. I'm not that cool.
Like, mwahaha, I have the whole world fooled.
Yeah, kind of actually a loser. So just
oh my gosh, you're so funny. I love it though, because it's you and you're having fun, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what matters. So like, so you're a mom, you're a wife, you're a blogger, influencer, you know, create these campaigns for companies. How do you juggle it all? And you have another one coming. Like, what's your juggling process?
I mean, it's hard. It gets really hard because I feel like I either have mom guilt lots of times about, like, not focusing 100% on Violet 100% of the day when I am working on something blog related. And then on the flip side of that, when I'm 100% focused on Violet, I have, like, career guilt thinking about, like, all the things that I potentially could be doing to build my business. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough, and it's a balancing act. My husband does an awesome job of keeping me in check, though. And if he noticed that, like, I'm spending too much time on my phone, or, like, I'm not, like, engaged or whatever in the conversation, he'll be like, Kit, put your phone away. So, like, last night, for example, I was, like, on my phone after supper, and he said, he's like, get off your phone and, like, let's watch a movie together. So I said, yeah, you're right, let's do that. So the phone went away and we watched Lilo and Stitch.
He's a Disney fan?
Oh my gosh, he is, like, obsessed. His whole family is obsessed.
Yeah. I love that. Love that. My husband's like, if nobody dies, it's not a real thing. Like, it's not worth watching. Like, and I'm like, I want to watch The Lion King and... Yeah. You know, anything Disney, Pixar, that's me. So kind of on opposite spectrums that way. But I love that he loves Disney. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. No, his family, seriously, like, they go to Disney once to twice every year. So, like, they are, like, level 10 obsessed.
Yes, hardcore, committed. Oh, I love it. Though. Has Violet been to Disneyland yet? I'm guessing so.
Yeah, she's been 3 times.
Oh, all right. More than me.
She's a lucky little gal.
She is. And this little one too. Do you know what you're having? Not that you have to say it.
No, yeah, we do. Davin and I know, but we are keeping it a surprise for everybody else. So, yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So what would you say has been the best piece of advice that you've learned kind of along this journey of building a blog, building a business, being an influencer, and, you know, juggling that with everything else that you have going on, like, you know, with being a wife and a mom and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my biggest piece of advice is just to do you. Like, you gotta be in tune with yourself, and you gotta have self-love, and you gotta figure out what you need. You can't pour from an empty cup. So you have to figure out if something is off balance or, like, out of line in your life, what's going on that you can make that better to make ultimately everybody around you feel better. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Who inspires you?
My mom. The most basic answer ever.
But seriously, moms, like, she gave you life. Like, that should be the answer.
Yeah, like, she's seriously... She is. She's so inspiring. She was a counselor, and before she was a counselor, she worked at, it was called a violence intervention program. So she took in, like, abused, and just, like, women with low self-esteem issues. And she's just, like, a rock star who is honestly, like, the most selfless, caring woman that I know. And lots of times I feel like I'm not as selfless, so she for sure is, like, one of my, like, idols because she's so selfless all the time.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I hope she hears this. So then
I'll send it to her. Get some brownie points.
Yeah, I was gonna say, get some brownie points with mom. Like, you think, see, I'm thinking about you all the time.
Yeah.
Aww. So anything that you're working on that you want people to know about?
What am I working on? I have my, like, little calendar thingy right here, actually. I have a lot of maternity focused stuff coming up that I'm really excited about, actually. So yeah, it's some Canadian brands, two Canadian brands actually, and one that's from overseas. That's just super exciting. Yeah, just like a really exciting maternity twist on, like, how to stay stylish and whatnot. And I only got, like, 2 more months left to go, so I don't know. I'm excited to get it out there before this baby comes.
I bet.
Very maternity. is the first one. They're a Canadian boutique. And then the second one is Soon Maternity, and they're from Australia. So,
ooh, that's pretty cool. Hopefully one of these days they'll actually fly you out there.
Yes.
So you guys can work together on something.
The ultimate dream. Oh. Yes.
So people, do you want to plug your blogs where people can, like, you know, get in touch with you, find out more about you?
Yeah, for sure. So you can go and visit my blog anytime, www.teenscloset.com. And on there is where I'll post, like, more detailed descriptions and tags of specific outfits and brands that I'm featuring. But I also have on there just, like, my favorite hair and beauty stuff, or just, like, outfits that you see on my Instagram feed. All of the stuff that I can, I link on my blog for that as well. Over there. And I also have a Pinterest account, just Katine's Closet. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Pinterest is where I get a huge amount of my inspo from.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm constantly pinning on there. So if anybody's, like, curious about what potentially might be, like, coming to my feed in the near future, there's a good chance there's probably one or two, like, Pinterest inspired things on my Pinterest board. So
Pinterest is amazing. It's like snapshots of a life I could have, or, like, you know, a style, like, how to level up in, like, different areas of life, from, like, fitness to food to fashion. It's like, this is me in, like, a dream. Like, if I was, you know, in another lifetime, this would be me. So it's like goals, right?
I know.
Just so great for ideas and stuff.
It is. It's a, yeah, it's a great website. Whoever came up with Pinterest, good on you.
Yeah. I would probably be populating the Pinterest fail site, though, more than, like, the actual, like, inspo site.
Oh, gosh,
just got to be honest. I know my strengths, which is okay. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat this afternoon and, you know, just share your journey, what that's looked like, because I know there are there's quite a few of, you know, people who want to get into that influencer realm. But it's kind of, like, mysterious. Like, how do you do that, right? Like, how, like, what's that look like? So it's been great that you've been able to share how you've done it. And so hopefully others can learn from that too. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Rhoda, for having me. Seriously, this is so awesome chatting with you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.